Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
We are back. We missed last week because I was at the PAXes, and we missed Jennifer the week before.
Because I had a migraine.
Because she was at PAX.
She was at PAX.
I was at PAX a week early, which was very embarrassing for me.
Yeah, you really beefed it.
I got there, and it was a conference for siding on houses.
Yeah, but you bought a lot of siding.
I did. I bought them out.
You're like, swag!
You can't take this. You can't take that.
Yeah, we're now sponsored by Dave's Siding Emporium.
It's more like indentured servitude to pay back the siding that I stole.
I bet we could get a live show slot at a siding convention.
You think?
God damn. Man. That'd be so cool.
They would be so confused.
Because you know, like, like, comedians do shit like that.
They do.
You know? So we got to get ourselves on the circuit.
We have to start, like, doing the corporate circuit. Like, D&D's hot now.
D&D's so hot right now.
Yeah, don't you want us to...
Desks and drawers, baby.
Oh.
Okay.
I hate that there's a part of me that's like, that could work.
I honestly, I said it, and I was like, I feel like that could be a thing.
My brother, I believe, his firm paid for a DM. Or maybe... He just had a person that worked there that was a DM. I don't know.
I feel like places would pay for that.
Yeah. Okay, try to get your company to pay us to do a workshop, which is us just playing D&D.
Yeah.
We have so many conference tables. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's team building.
Yeah, it's absolutely team building. So we did briefly talk about level 3 last week, and you all were kind of like, I didn't get anything that great. But I hear sorcerers get something kind of cool, maybe.
At third level is when I can start to do meta magic now, which is very exciting for me.
Oh, you can mix player magic with character magic.
Exactly. So basically I have a certain amount of sorcery points that I can choose to use as I wish. And two of the things that I can do with those sorcery points is to, number one, quicken a spell, which means that I can spend sorcery points to change the casting time from an action to a bonus action.
Whoa.
Very good.
Nice.
That's rad.
Whoa.
And I can do a twinned spell, which is I can target a second creature in range. If it's just like a single creature target, I can target another one.
Now, even if it's a bonus action, there's still the rule where you can't cast two spells in one turn.
Yeah. Up to you, though. Jeremy Crawford says he doesn't care. That's you, though. But yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't break that.
And the other thing that I got, well, two things that I got some cool spells in addition.
All right.
I got darkness, which I choose a point, and it is dark, and it can't, a non-magical light can't illuminate it, and you can't see through it with dark vision.
Is your subclass or sub whatever, do you have magical vision or just...
Yeah, I have Eyes of the Dark. You can see through the darkness created by the spell if you cast sorcery points.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I can see through it, but others cannot. And then my other cool spell that I got, purely just for the flavor of it, is called Maximilian's Earthen Grasp.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which means I can create an earthen hand that will sprout from the ground and grasp somebody and squeeze them.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and they gotta do a strength saving throw or get squeezed. Yeah.
In the chat, I saw Green Lantern, and it reminded me that people in the chat were at PAX, and that cool to see him. But then also, I just really quickly wanted to say thank you very much to James and Monica and Josh, who are our good buddies.
Yes.
From forever. And they were super helpful and helped me all weekend.
Love friends.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
It's very homey. We have a piss corner.
I'm going to yes and that. We have a piss corner. It is a bathroom.
What up?
Oh, hello. You see a small gnome holding a cigar and wearing a trench coat. Have you seen Professor Dekakag. He does seem to be missing.
I don't know. I did not see him.
Okay, because you were having an altercation with him last night.
I mean, I kind of died once and then I came back. So I do, like...
You died and came back?
Yeah, that's literally... my dad's a cleric.
I'm so...
My dad's not a cleric. That did not happen.
excuse me. I may need to see your father.
Rourke, what the fuck did you say?
I didn't mean to.
Hello, it's me, Dictionary Doug.
Oh, hello. I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Professor Dekakag has gone missing. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a big altercation with him last night. And then I just went to talk to this Adept Selene. She is also missing. And I do believe they were actually doing battle last night. And I'm the greatest one in the world. The greatest detective in the entire realm.
Well,
looking through Dekakag's stuff, I believe he fled in the night.
I mean, would it make you feel better if we rented some horses or what have you and checked the countryside, or...
I mean, is that an option?
Can be.
I'm free.
Well, let's go have a look. Let's go, maybe we can see something. That's when a massive insect-like creature bursts from the soil. Roll initiative.
What the fuck is happening this week?
But Michael, it's daytime. What am I supposed to do?
I want to try to stab this stupid bug in the ankles. I hate bugs. Well, shit, I rolled a 2. That's a 6.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, God, that was so scary.
And it's dead.
You did okay there. It was embarrassing looking, but nice job.
I don't ever want to do that again.
Now, Jennifer, You were saying that, you know, you feel out of sorts. Because, you know, you hadn't played in a few weeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Figured we could, like, ease you in and then just focus directly on you and your character and have everyone else take their headphones off.
Get out of here.
Love it.
Like, right now?
Yeah. Okay. So, we're rewinding time. It's like 8 hours or something.
8 hours earlier.
Back on day 4.
Yeah, wow.
What was Celine's plan? My understanding is she still intends to deal with Professor Dekakag. And now he's staying in the inn.
Oh, is he now?
Because his little cabin got burned down.
Man, oh, that's so sad for him that happened. Yeah, so I would say Celine, after having the tense conversation with her boss, like, I think at first she was kind of like, okay, like, maybe this is good enough that I burnt down his, you know, his newspaper wagon. But then once I got scolded by my boss, I knew that I still had some work to do. So I went back to my room, paced around, and was very stressed because, I mean, Celine's still not really seen a ton of battle, and I don't think she's ever killed anybody before. I mean, maybe I, like, knocked a goblin out or something earlier on, but I don't know if I, like, killed anyone.
Right.
So, man, so he's – where is his room in adjacent to mine?
It is about 2 doors down.
Oh, man. And he's, like, totally, I mean, like, he's, like, suspicious of me, like, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you did, he was, you know, screaming about you burning down his printing press, but then he got really confused when he saw those pictures showing that it was him. That were quickly sketched by Screech.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, how about, can I slide a letter under his door?
Okay.
Saying, so let's say, what time of day is it currently?
It's night. It is nighttime.
Okay. I would like to put a letter under his door saying, for more information on the person who caused your mechanism to malfunction, please meet me at, and I don't know, what is like a good, like, kind of out of the way but like known location in the town?
There's the broken old water wheel.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to slide the paper under the door and it like bumps into something, like immediately, as if something is wedged up against the door.
Okay. So in that case, then, I will look around, and I'm gonna walk back to my door and just be, like, peeking out.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to send my mage hand to put the note in front of the door, and then knock, and then shoot back to me.
Okay.
And close my door.
Close your door.
Yeah. And I say time. I say, if it's nighttime right now, how late in the night is it?
It's.
I feel like this campaign, we're just asking you specifics about what time it is.
Right.
Instead of what street we're on or what the doors are made out of.
Which is fine. You know, that's good. We're all about time these days.
I feel like I need it for some reason.
Nothing. There's no response.
Okay. Because the other thing I would... Okay, let me just talk this out. So my options could be that I could try to peer into his room from the outside, but we're on the second floor up there, right?
Yep, in the second floor.
Or I could try to send Ratma to go... That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ask Ratma to... Okay, so I'll go up to Ratma.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ratma, would you be able to maybe send a cup of hot tea with a shot of your strongest liqueur to Mr. Decacog? I think he had a very hard evening, and I think he could just really use it.
Hey, darling. Yeah, I could do that. I don't think he'd be doing any good. I was just taking the garbage out, and I saw him climbing out of the window.
Oh. Well, then, I guess he just wanted to get some fresh air, then. Well,
yeah, I guess. Or maybe he's running from his life for some reason.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go to bed.
All right, good night.
Good night. Does she turn around?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run out of the tavern.
Do you wanna do it without her noticing?
I'm gonna do a stealth.
Roll stealth.
Oh, no. That's a six.
She doesn't turn around when you open the door. It does make a loud creak, though.
I mean, honestly, I'm not... I feel like Ratma's the kind of person that's just like, I'm not saying anything. I didn't see nothing. That's the vibe I get from her, so whatever. So I run out, and I guess I go around to where his window is to see if I, like, I don't know, any indication of where he might have gone.
Yeah, roll perception.
That's an 11.
Oh, actually, I should have asked you to roll in to investigate.
Okay.
My bad.
15. Wait, 16.
I'm going to say there was a bit of a light rain this evening, and you actually see some muddy footprints that are heading towards the forest.
Okay. Then I'm following it.
Okay. So you're heading into the forest. How's your survival? It's pretty good.
No! It's not as horrible as some of my skills, but it's not super great. I got a plus one.
Roll survival with advantage.
Okay. I rolled a nat 20.
Nice. Okay. So you're actually, these tracks are actually shockingly easy for you to follow. There's, like, the moon's out, and he was definitely just going.
He was not covering his tracks.
Right, he's just going as hard as he could. So you follow along a little bit, and you go kind of deeper and deeper into the forest, and it's been about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And you see some smoke up ahead.
Okay, I creep forward to investigate the smoke. Do I need to do another roll?
Yeah, roll just, I guess, like, just a perception, maybe.
That is a 14.
Okay. You see, you're like, the smoke kind of smells a little weird. It doesn't smell like, just, like, fire smoke. It's something just different to you that you're not used to.
Okay.
It's starting to kind of clear now, and you find, like, a little broken package on the ground, as if that, like, and the smell gets stronger as you get closer to it.
Okay.
So it is like you feel like the smoke was caused by this little contraption that's on the ground.
Okay.
And you notice that there's actually a little cave opening that the smoke was kind of covering.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I will creep up to peek into the cave.
Okay, there's like a tunnel.
Okay. I got dark vision. Let's do it.
All right. You go down further, and you actually see some... At first, you think it looks like maybe a dog, but there are a series of Labrador-sized ants. And they're just kind of walking by, and they've got little bronzish silvery bits on their back and on their head, like protrusions.
Okay. Huh. Like, perhaps they look sort of like the Theonite? At all?
It is the exact color of the Theonite. And they're just, like, they're carrying food. They're just walking by. They don't seem to even notice
you. They don't care about my deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I see any sign of footsteps still in here?
Yeah.
I do.
You see some wet footprints.
Okay. Well, then I will continue to cautiously follow as I sort of side-eye the large ants.
You hear someone going... Oh no. Oh God. Oh, I'm dead. Oh God. Oh no. Oh God.
Can I see him?
There you see you look around a corner and you see like a big wall that looks almost like amberish in color.
Okay.
And it's like glistening and he appears to be stuck to it. And it's Decacog, and he appears to be trapped here.
Okay.
And he like pulls his arm out, and then it like he's like, and everything like pulls with him a little bit, and then he like lurches forward, and suddenly he was into his wrist, and now he's up to his elbow, and he's like getting essentially struggling and forcing himself in deeper.
It's a quicksand situation, but not quicksand.
But like sideways. It's like on the wall.
Yeah. It's being sucked into the wall.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, Celine looks at this and is like, you know what? I don't think I need to even do anything. This sounds like a win-win situation for Celine here. And I just quietly back out, go back to the tavern.
I mean, you do feel like you'll need something resembling proof that he's dead.
God damn it. You're right. Okay. From my vantage point, I would like to cast sleep on him.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, you can pretty much straight knock him out with sleep.
Okay, cool. So I do that, and I go up to him while he's conked. Mm. And does he have any, like, identifying, like he's got, like, a special pocket watch or, like, a hat or, like, some identifying thing?
I'm sure he's got some sort of piece of jewelry or something.
So Celine, like, she knocks him to sleep, and I walk up, and I've definitely got, like, a look on my face, like, I'm, like, hesitating to, like, reach out and touch him, and it's like, is she hesitating because of the goo and the general fucked upness of it, or because she knows she's about to leave this man to die in this fucked up game? And I like kind of hesitate for a second, like, and then I grab, let's say he has a ring that's like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like you get it when you've been working at the Michael, what's the paper he works for?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Farhold Trumpeter.
The Farhold. When you've been working at the Farhold Trumpeter for like 20 years, they give you this like ring that to like as appreciation for your time or whatever. And I take it off of his finger, and then I leave him. Step back. Celine walks up to him. She takes the ring off, pockets it, pulls out her dagger, and like is like, and like kind of puts a dagger up to his throat, and her hand's like shaking, and then she puts her hand down and walks away and goes back.
Okay.
She can't at the end of the day, she can't go through with it, and she reasons to herself as she's walking, it's like, well, he's been taken care of, he's gonna die anyway, like, so what's the difference? And then that way, it won't look suspicious, because if his throat has been slit, then it'll look like somebody did something, and this'll just better all around. She's saying to herself as she walks out of the cave.
As you're leaving the cave, you see a much larger insect. It appears to be centipede-like. It's kind of like, you're not sure how you can get past it without it noticing.
Okay. Without it noticing me. Oh, well, I'm gonna cast darkness on it. I can do it within 60 feet. And I'm gonna cast darkness directly on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cast. Darkness spreads 15-foot radius. If they have dark vision, they can't see through it, and non-magical light can't illuminate it. And I would like to creep around.
Okay. You cast a spell, and you're able to get out, and you get out of the cave, and you realize that you're deep in the forest. And can you give me a survival roll?
In the woods. That would suck for me.
That's such a bummer.
Oh, that's a 6.
Okay. Cool. I think we can have everyone else come back now. So Celine, you've been wandering through the woods for what feels like hours.
Cool.
And you finally hear some voices and some noise and stuff like that, and you think, oh, finally,
I've made my way back to town.
You made your way back to town. Well, we might need. Are you going towards the voices?
Yeah.
You think you actually hear Chuck's voice, his loud booming voice.
Okay, if I think I hear Chuck's voice,
that's me.
Then yeah, then well, ooh, but I also don't. Okay, so can I kind of walk in that direction, but I'm trying to be stealthy.
Sure.
To see if I can peer at it before.
Yeah, roll stealth.
Okay, that was cocked. It was still bad. 7.
That's it.
I'm like, crash, limbs cracking.
I have hella perception.
So for the rest of the group, you just finished killing this giant praying mantis ass thing.
Uh-huh.
And you hear what sounds like somebody stumbling around in the woods.
What are these freaking eight-legged freaks? I hear another one. Get ready. Behind me, you two weaklings.
It is, you have Rourke, Screech, and Dictionary Doug.
Get behind me, you old bird bones. And I put myself in front of Screech because he's useless.
God damn it.
Shield up. Mace out. One person I love. One person I'm neutral. One person I hate behind me.
Which one is Screech?
I hate Screech.
You hate Dictionary Doug?
Neutral.
So you do hate Screech?
Yeah, I hate Screech.
Okay.
Wow.
Damn. I thought you were neutral on Screech.
No,
Screech is a coward.
Yeah, he's a little... He almost got my little baby killed.
So true.
He probably led her out to the woods to do, noble stuff, which is, bedding.
Betty? B-E-T-T or B-E-D-D? Are we going to make beds? Oh, okay.
Yeah, these freaking nobles, they'll bed you. And then they'll leave and get forced to fucking marry a coal baron.
Why would I make someone's bed, though? I don't understand. I'm not very good at fluffing pillows, Pa.
Celine finally just stumbles out into the clearing and is like, oh, thank God. I've been lost in the forest for quite a while. I went out for a little midnight walk and silly me.
Jesus Christ. Do you look like shit?
I look like shit.
You look like shit.
I imagine I've just got dirt on my face. My cloak is ripped slightly. I've got a scratch, an artful scratch on my cheek. Hell yeah.
I lift up the corpse. You see any of these fuckers?
It doesn't look like any of the ones you saw.
Huge praying mantis bug creature.
No, but I did see a different kind of bug when I was on my walk near a cave. They looked like huge ants with...
It was big, not just you saw
huge.
A sick moth.
No, huge, the size of a dog.
What kind of dog?
Well,
that is important.
You know, a medium dog, a medium size.
Michael, how big is a medium dog in this world?
Chuck's arms are completely.
Is it this tall? Yeah.
Chuck and Rourke are slowly moving their hands apart. And I'm like, you're moving too slow. This is going to be a weird looking dog.
Bigger.
It's a very oddly proportioned dog.
It's really long and very short.
Okay, so he was standing up asking for treats. I like this ant.
Dictionary Doug steps up and he goes, well, what do you know? One of the missing people has shown up.
So she's not missing.
Yeah, you were missing. We thought you got murdered or something.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, Doug, you don't get to count this one. She just showed up.
Yeah, you know, it's just, they don't really teach you how to be in the woods in OT school. So, I'm just so silly. I thought I could handle it. But...
Why did you go into the woods? And do you know anything about Decacog?
Well, I know that, do you mean other than earlier when his... arms malfunctioned and caused his entire wagon to be caught on fire?
I lean down to level and I want to help you, but if you did anything stupid, you should probably let me know now.
I didn't do anything.
Insight! 12.
Should I roll something against him?
Deception.
I love that giggle.
Well, I rolled a 19 and then plus 5, so that's a 24 deception.
All right. Well.
I have the most innocent. I'm just a.
I'm Puss in Boots.
I'm just a silly little girl from the city. I don't know anything.
I'm Celine in Woods. Put my hand on your shoulder, all right. Well, I believe you. She didn't do anything. She was just being. Why are you out here?
Well, honestly, I just. it's been a very stressful several days, you know? I mean, like, honestly, just from the time I came from the city, we were attacked by goblins, and it's just been nonstop, and I just needed to get some fresh air, and I thought it would be nice to take a peaceful walk in the woods. I, you know, I'm just...
At, like, what is it? 4 a.m.?
I didn't... It's... I'm a city girl. I don't know these things.
Dictionary Doug is peering at the ground closely over towards the mouth of the cave.
I am too. Screech is too.
What's that contraption?
Screech is good. Screech is a good detective.
Hey, you see this contraption over here? Screech. He's got a little pen. He's picking up the remains of what looks like some sort of package.
And when you say little, it is definitely a little bit bigger than Screech's for sure. Oh, he's a number two. I'm a number three guy.
My pen's smaller when I click it.
I love this pen.
I had a feeling we'd see a contraption around here.
This is one of Decacog's smoke bombs.
Mm-hmm.
He uses this when he's usually like fleeing a situation or is in some sort of trouble.
Does he get into trouble very often?
I mean, in our line of business, we're getting in trouble all the time.
Wow. Sounds very dangerous.
Sounds like you should hire me and my daughter to help you.
We'll kill anything if it doesn't kill us.
No.
I wrote that down.
Easy.
Like, is that a rule?
Yeah, if you don't kill us, we're gonna get
you.
That's
like your family, like, business motto.
Bitch, you better kill me. So you don't want any extra waters? Okay, well, I guess we should look inside this cave if Decacog was... coming through this way.
Yeah, there's some footprints. It looks like maybe even more than... I mean, there's a lot of insect footprints. Big ones. And,
Well, now that Celine's here, we should be a little safer. But, Screech, stay in the middle. You don't have dark vision. Or whatever we would say in world.
Michael, can I roll something to find something before... Doug?
Sure, roll investigate.
I feel like Doug is really showing me up right now. 16?
You see what you're pretty sure are pretty clearly Celine's footprints going into the cave.
Ooh.
Yeah, these look like Celine's footprints.
Wait, so did you come behind us? Or did you come from the cave when we heard you?
No, from behind.
Well, I got lost.
Sick.
So I've been all around. Oh, yeah, I did walk into part of this cave earlier. That's where I saw the bugs.
Uh-huh.
And they're very gross, so I walked in and I saw them and I left.
Are there any footprints leaving the cave? I mean, clearly she's outside the cave. She must have left at some point. But
yeah, no, there would be. There absolutely would be Celine footprints.
Screech is like, I know what happened. You're still in the cave. I'm sticking some pens in some footprints, and I'm like, yep, it's dirt.
Everybody roll perception.
Gladly.
And Michael, I actually have a question. So
from
the previous episode that I was on, have I had a rest since then or no?
I'm going to say that you technically did.
What?
Michael, what's a 6 do for you?
Not a lot.
What does a dirty 20 do for you?
That's good.
What about a 10?
What about a 19?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
God damn it. You guys are showing off, okay?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, application and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
The two people roll good. You see big ants coming.
Behind me!
I get behind.
And I let out a yell and put my shield up.
And they look like they're carrying like chunks of food and various things.
Aww. Where are the ants coming from?
They're coming from the woods.
They're coming from the woods and they're going to the cave.
Oh shit.
I'm in the cave entrance. Before you get too far, I'm in the cave entrance and everybody else is like, I feel like kind of like outside the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And now since they all have their backs turned and they're looking at the ants, vanish.
Hell yeah.
Damn, we fell into your plot perfectly.
26! I'm gone!
Oh my god.
Screech fucking sent those ants.
Yeah.
Those are his minions.
They're my distraction ants.
The ants also, you note, besides being Labrador-sized, which is my favorite thing to make an insect.
Yeah.
They have these sort of silvery, bronzy protrusions coming from their head and backs.
Silverly bronze protrusions coming from their head and backs.
Yeah.
I mean, thorax? I don't know which one.
Sure.
They're anthrax.
Is it like a growths, or is it like a frickin' sci-fi hat implant?
It looks like little metal bits are growing out of their shells.
Like armor?
I mean, it could look like armor.
So we see that, and that probably makes us more afraid, I'd say, Michael. Because that's not only are they large ants, they're weird large ants on top of that.
Yeah. If there's one thing I don't like, it's ants. If there's two things I don't like, it's large ants. And three things, weird large ants.
Yeah, I continue the get behind me.
This has you look over at the big praying mantis looking motherfucker, and you do note that it also actually does have some of these silvery bits that were less obvious.
Interesting. Well, what in the shit is happening here?
I wonder, can we harvest, can we chunk those off from the praying mantis after this fight and the other ones, and maybe we could take them and use them on our armors?
Oh, hell yeah. You know we can.
Fuck yeah.
I think at this point, Celine would be like, those ants have Theonite on them.
Have what?
It's the same as my collar.
Wait, wait, what? They have the creatures have Theonite on them?
Yes.
Michael, have we heard of such a thing living so close to the original Theonite mine?
You have not.
What is that? Why is it on the ants?
Yeah, have I ever heard of anything like that? I mean, I
No, absolutely not.
Well, normally I would say that you must have bonked your head and ate a weird mushroom out in the woods, but I feel like you're probably more of an expert than we are.
I would know the Theonite anywhere, but I've never heard of it being on a creature. I mean, it comes from a mine. Like,
should we still kill them, or...
I mean, are they attacking us right now?
Yeah, or are they just like, doop, 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 doop.
They'll just walk right by you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll kind of like brace myself. I'll take the quote-unquote role-playing dodge action. And go, and then when they don't hit me, I'm like, oh, okay.
Typically, Michael, ants will, when members of the colony die, they will carry the dead bodies like off to like a graveyard of sorts. They'll just have kind of like a pile of them.
Is that true?
Is that happening anywhere close? Is that, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, it's true. Actually, I know shit about
that's
ants.
Fuck.
I don't act like I don't.
Dog, drop some ant facts on us. I mean, that the one you already dropped was great.
My dude went to the library.
But but would that be anywhere close? I mean, I know it's kind of a
Michael, did you Google ant facts before you were recording this one? So you totally prepared for this line of questioning?
I didn't. This is absolutely news to me, but go ahead and roll a perception for me.
Ant burial. I'm searching it.
Ant tomb.
Okay. Let's see if I can find some dead ants.
Dead ants.
18.
You know what? On the other side of the cave, there's a pile of ants.
Cool.
They're dead.
I sneakily make my way over.
Right. No one knows. No one can even see you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll reveal what happens in the dead ant corner soon.
Should we bash these things? How many ants are there again? Sorry?
It seems to be an endless stream of them.
Okay, get out of the way, so don't frighten them, I guess.
What if we follow where they're going, and then maybe we can find out how they got the things on their backs?
Yes.
Because theoretically, they'd be going to their like home thing, so we could just sit on their backs, and they could take us to their...
Okay, do not ride the ant.
Okay, but what if we rode the ant?
I mean, I don't... You're an adult.
I don't know if somebody who's like 7 feet tall can ride a Labrador size.
Yeah, that might be tough.
Ants can carry... Bachman, give me a number here. Ants can carry...
I thought it was like 15 times their body weight.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Perfect. I would shit my pants.
I'm just going to stand on top of two of them and surf.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be so fucking funny.
No, I wouldn't do that.
20 times. God damn it. I was too conservative.
20 times.
Holy shit. God, I've got ant facts.
Okay, so how much does a Labrador weigh?
Oh my god. 40, 50 pounds?
A lot more than an ant.
So 1,000 pounds this ant can carry me.
You're assuming that these follow... Ant logic.
Regular ant law.
They're fucked up.
Yeah. The Theonite has really weakened their stats.
Well, they're strong because they're small, right? Like,
but still, proportionately.
I would be just as strong if I was an ant size.
So you wouldn't, you little fucker. That's why Ant-Man's so strong, I think.
Goddamn comic book logic. Getting me again.
Should have never let you watch the newer movies. Okay, I guess we could follow him. Doug, does this seem fine to you?
I mean, I'm pretty sure my boss is probably in there somewhere, so I would like to go in.
Okay.
Why would he be in here?
Because his footprints clearly leading right in here. See right here? It's next to these other unusually shaped footprints that I don't immediately recognize.
Celine's scooching her feet back.
Pulls her dress down. Under her
dress. You know how we take care of these ants? We need a giant to come and shake the whole cave.
Yes.
Whoa. It needs to rain.
Then the giant worms come out all over the pavement.
Oh, my God. So gross.
I hate that.
This is like Florida. I just piss on
and
it.
They just die.
All right, let's go in.
Okay. You follow in.
Where's Screech? God damn it. He probably got taken. Probably covered in pheromones and perfumes, and they thought he was food.
Okay. Sorry. I will stop off the Amfax.
No, but
I was looking up Amfax, and you were talking about pheromones. And Botman, you were talking about them being buried. And it says, turns out ants don't really mourn or grieve. Basically, they're stinky. That's why they carry them to the stink pile, the garbage dump.
What
oh,
it
my
is.
God.
Yeah, rocks. It says, it turns out the ant graveyards are more of a garbage dump to them than anything else.
Ants rule.
That's what a real graveyard should be like.
Just a dump. Just throw my body in the dump.
That's sort of part of the reason why we have burial things.
Yeah, because y'all get stinky when we die.
Yeah.
Wow. We are one.
Dictionary Doug, he's got out a big magnifying glass and he's following.
Oh my God, this
fucker.
Fucking guy.
He isn't trying to light them on fire, is he?
No, he's he's following the footprints.
Oh, okay.
It's like a comically proportionally large to the ants.
And he goes around a corner and he goes, oh my God.
Rush ahead, baby.
Oh my Lord, everyone come here right now. You won't believe this.
I'm like half a step behind you. Shut up.
What do we see?
It's Professor Decacog, and he's dead asleep.
Oh, that silly guy.
Typical.
You see, their wall it appears to be this yellowish, crystalline, almost looking substance, but maybe it must be more of a gel because Decacog is into it up to almost his shoulder.
What?
One of his arms is like stuck into the wall, essentially. But then he's just unconscious, snoozing away.
Did they grab him and save him for future food or something?
Well, we shouldn't disturb them. I mean, I'd be pretty upset if someone took my meal.
Rock.
I mean, she's got a point.
Celine!
Dictionary Doug walks over and shakes Decacog, and Decacog wakes up and he goes, oh my Lord! I'm help! Help me! I'm trapped! Oh, I don't want to die.
All right, easy. We don't really know what's going on, but yeah, we'll cut you out there, bub.
How are you gonna get him out?
I have a rapier.
Yeah, I assume I have a dagger at my waist.
You cut it out.
Cut him out with a knife.
You stick your dagger into it, and it's a gluey, goopy gel.
Oh!
Roll strength to see if you can get your dagger back out.
I want to taste it.
Rourke, do you taste it?
Okay, I'm gonna.
Do you taste it?
Okay. I'm gonna roll a percentile. And if it is, let's say, if it's higher, if it's above 50%, I will not lick it. Oh, I got a 78. I do not lick it.
There you go. Genius.
It looks really good, though.
3. So 13.
You pull and pull, and you are able to yoink your dagger out.
I fall on my bottom. Ow!
Good thing you got a big tushy.
Mm-hmm. But the Lord gave it to me. Be careful of this sticky, sticky, goopy, goopy stuff, gang.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's just... I can't really... I don't think my magic is really meant for this kind of thing, so... Which I could help.
I mean, you got hands. For scooping.
Oh, no thank you. I don't know. No thanks.
Perhaps I can help.
Whoa! Where'd you come from?
Drop bear!
I've fashioned a large an ant costume out of the dead ants.
Okay.
Whoa!
Nice to meet you. I'm Man Ant.
Whoa, Man Ant. You look so cool.
Oh my god.
Gooey stuff is my specialty. Let me give you a hand.
He can eat it. He can eat it, Roark. He's allowed to.
Okay, you gotta tell me what it's like, though. I wanna know everything. Consistency, texture, taste.
Aftertaste.
Aftertaste.
I'm not gonna eat it.
Oh.
I'm gonna slice it up with my mandibles.
Well, but won't you eat it?
Might eat a little.
What is happening?
I'm getting him out with my mandibles. Michael, I got mandibles.
He's a mandible guy now.
All right, you've got mandibles. I'm not arguing.
Okay.
He's like, you're not like that other one. That awful, terrible squirrel man.
Oh, yeah. No, squirrel guy. I've never met him personally, but yeah, here's not great. I'm mad at.
There's so many heroes in our town now.
I didn't even realize it.
It's a real pantheon.
And then Dekagon goes, wait, everyone.
Okay.
Look, can you look on the ground? My very precious ring is gone. It must have fallen off my hand.
Why don't you wear it the right size?
Yeah, you're an awfully clumsy little klutz.
Maybe the ants took it.
Ow, actually, my finger kind of hurts. It's normally pretty tight.
Bro, you were abducted by ants. I bet you have a lot of ouches. They probably were like corvids and they ripped it off. They thought it was something to treat. You should be happy you're alive, guy.
I mean, I am happy to be alive. I was pretty sure that that one over there, and he motions towards Celine, was coming to kill me.
What?
No, she was so stressed out from your fight. Yeah. She had to go on a super long walk in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because you attacked me earlier, and I was trying to get some fresh air.
Do you know anything about these ants, Stegacock?
Yeah, what happened to you?
I was coming down here, and then my hand was trapped, and then I don't remember anything after that.
Wait, you came to this cave?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I was fleeing. I was afraid for my life.
There are fleas in here!
Wait, you were fleeing? You were being chased by someone?
Oh, I see. He's afraid that his creations will turn on him again.
I mean, that wasn't really it. I was more afraid of the OT coming after me again.
I don't know why you would. I don't know why you think that. Honestly, you sound pretty paranoid.
Okay. Feel like someone might have to roll deception soon.
Alright, so we're continuing to cut him on out.
I got a nat 20.
Hell yeah.
I need a special skill for gaslighting.
Can we make that a special skill?
Yeah, I feel like that's a special Celine skill.
Feature.
You almost have him out. And you hear...
You're a sticky little boy.
You hear skittering noises.
Hope it's more of those nice ants, not the other ones.
But check and see what I can find out.
And I start taking my antenna and rubbing them on the wall.
There's a wall here.
Yes, what it is.
And the skittering is getting louder.
Shit. I mean, I can take out my maze and raise my shield, and I'm just using my beautiful eyes to see what's coming.
Same, except with a rapier.
Cut harder.
Please get me out of here.
You should be struggling too.
I goop up Dekacog so that we can carry him out.
You goop him up?
Yeah, with the goop from the ants. Isn't that ant goop?
Well, he's in ant goop.
He's like in a wall of goop.
I thought we got him out of the ant goop. I was going to goop him back up so he's easier to carry.
I don't think we've got him out yet, right?
No, I think he's still in there.
He's still in the goop.
Okay.
And you see another large insect. This one has got legs for days.
Ew.
A big ass centipede comes bursting in.
That's hot.
Yucky.
It's probably like, imagine an alligator that keeps going.
Ew.
Does it also have the growths, the theanite growths?
It does.
Cool.
And it's coming for your asses. Roll. Initiative.
For you?
Shit.
Gladly. 18 for Chuck.
Wow.
I got an 8.
14.
I've been really good tonight. I got a 19.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Nice.
Obviously not that good since Decacog's still alive. Am I right, everybody?
You don't know what happened. And I didn't do that.
We know he didn't die.
Yeah.
True.
There's a contraption.
I got lost in the woods.
That's all you can prove.
I went on a walk, and that was it.
Okay. Celine, there's a big-ass centipede coming your way.
Well, I would like to cast Mage Armor on myself.
Sick.
Nice.
You should say going forward that you always have it on unless you say otherwise.
What does that mean?
So that you just take away one of your spell slots.
Oh, I see. And I just have it automatically. Okay. Yeah, I cast it.
That's what I did. And that way you don't have to burn an action in battle.
That makes sense.
And it lasts like 8 hours or some shit like that.
Okay. But for now, okay, so I do that. And then I'm gonna try to telekinetically shove it. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Give him a little push.
Yeah, strength save, baby. I mean, it's probably pretty strong, but
it's big.
I imagine when I cast mage armor that it's like I just kind of go like, and it's like flares up light around me.
Is it like shadowy because of your shadow subclass?
Oh yeah, I think so. Let's say it's like kind of like, yeah, like dark and like purpley glowing, but ooh, dark shadowy.
It's
also
like there's like a clear venom on you.
Yeah.
Celine, eat the tire.
I rolled a 19.
Well, then I guess in that case, it will not be shoved 5 feet away from me.
Okay.
Damn.
What does T'Chuck do?
T'Chuck runs forward. How if he can get within melee range.
Sure.
He's going to do a boner action to use his hobgoblin feet to let me use help as a bonus action. And then for my action, I'm going to take the dodge, which I think I'm going to more call it the defend action. So I kind of rush up, mace up, you know, and kind of wave my mace in its head, in its face, and keep my shield in the way of its... Does it have like mandibles, pincers?
It got mandibles.
Yeah.
It got big, juicy mandibles.
Yeah, and I'm like just cussing at him and stuff like that. So next person that attacks him attacks with advantage, and it has disadvantage on attacks against me.
Okay, well, it is going to attack you.
I bet.
Oh, well, it has disadvantage?
Yes, sir.
Because the first one was a crit.
Yay!
Look. Does an 8 hit your armor class?
No, Michael!
I see the mandible coming straight through my little neck because I'm thinking about freaking Hot Dog Tuesdays again. And it's like, oh, shit, get out of there. And I get my shield right, and it like, its mandibles are right like on either side of it, trying to open it up like sometimes I try to open up Coke cans.
Screech.
Screech is going to skitter along. I want to go like... How close is this thing to us already?
I mean, it came into the room, and it's not a big room, so...
Okay. And how long is it about?
Let's say 15 feet.
Whoa.
I want to get it to the back of it.
Okay.
Like, real far back, because I don't want it to be able to reach it.
Okay.
It's probably not how it works, but that's what I'm thinking. And then I'm going to take a big old stab. That is a 20 to hit, not a nat 20.
That hits.
Did you roll with advantage?
I guess so.
Yes, what if you crit? You never know.
Yeah, I did crit.
Fuck!
So that's 19 damage. And then I'm gonna nip at him again. That's 17 to hit.
That hits.
10 damage.
Oh, woo!
And I disengage.
Roar.
Okay, I am going to look at my papa and say, you got this, Dad. Just like Hot Dog Tuesday, you're gonna gobble down this meat and give him bardic inspiration.
Yes.
And then I would like to try to hit at the big ol' multi-legged monster with my rapier.
Okay.
Using a different dice this time. Oh my god, that's a nat 20. Yes!
Nice!
Oh.
Thank you, God.
God in heaven.
God, give me like 8.
Come on, God.
That was 7. That was really close. Thank you, Satan.
That's pretty close.
God's like, all right, easy.
God would have given me an 8. Satan gave me a 7.
Okay, everybody.
He's got to keep you wanting more.
This is, okay, Easter was just the other day. Let's calm down.
14 damage.
Okay. I'm going to say you slice off a leg or two.
Perfect.
Yeah. Is its HP equal to its legs?
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck, exactly.
I slice off 14 legs.
Yeah, you slice off 14 legs. back to Celine.
Okay. So how's this thing looking? Is it still looking pretty powerful?
It's looking a little chewed up.
Okay.
We're being honest.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bust out one of my new spells.
Bust it.
I'm going to do Maximilian's Earthen Grasp.
Whoa.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to choose a 5-foot square that's directly in front of the centipede.
That's me.
Right by it, like near the head.
Okay.
Like a different, not exactly where you are, unoccupied square.
Hell yeah.
So somewhere near the head. A medium hand reaches out of the soil, and the centipede needs to make a strength saving throw.
I was a 5 work.
Oh, Michael, you look like shit.
You're a fool. You're monstrous, not you, Michael.
I'm not gonna clarify that.
So it's gonna take 2d6 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, heck yes.
That's 11 bludgeoning damage.
Shit.
I rolled so good. And it's restrained now.
Hell yeah.
It's more than restrained. It is all the way down.
Yay!
Okay. He has no legs.
Yeah, what does that look like?
The hand just like punches out of the ground. And it just grabs the centipede by the throat and just... It squeezes so much that the head just kind of explodes, honestly.
So are we going to start a new campaign where my characters get covered in goo again? Is that what we're
happening.
Doing?
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, man.
Well, I have my shield up at least.
Yeah,
so what's like an umbrella.
What color are the guts?
And Screech and Rourke are right next to him. So.
Oh, my God.
I think they're greenish.
That makes sense.
You.
That makes sense.
Perfect.
Rourke just looks in awe at Celine like she is the coolest human. And she goes, that's so metal, I want to do it.
Now, I bet Rourke would like it, like it's a foam party at like a rave.
But yeah, it's like,
it's bug blood party.
She's letting the spatter come down and like hit her and like,
it's like artful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So you know my telekinetic shove that I love to do.
Yeah, I know it.
How much... Do people notice that I've done it? Like, do they have to be looking at the thing that I'm trying to shove? The reason why I am asking this is what I'm hoping is that in the immediate aftermath of like, yay, Celine killed the centipede.
What do you mean you don't have magic that could help us grab out a guy?
I want to try to push him in. I want to try to push Dekakog into the goo. I want to telekinetic shove him in it.
I mean, I think that would probably be pretty hard to have people not notice.
It's fine if I notice.
He's been really hostile towards you.
Because this is a feat you took, right?
Uh-huh.
So it is literally, you're like a Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I just, as a bonus action, I can try to telekinetically shove one creature.
Right. Yeah, if it's a feat, and it is literally, it's not you're casting a spell.
No.
Like, because if you're casting a spell, people know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Because, like, if it was part of your shadow magic, it'd be like, well, there's probably a shadow, but no, it's just you're a little jerk and you like to shove people with your brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you want to shove him in.
I do. I want to shove him.
Everyone hears a...
Slurp.
And,
Blarp.
It appears the Dekakog is pretty much all the way into the goop. And Dictionary Doug goes, oh no! What's happened?
Well, you messed with the ant. You're gonna cry uncle.
Oh no. And on that note...
Oh, I get it. God damn it.
On that note.
On that note.
What? I think we have to.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh. We're required to end our episode.
Legally, Acast recommends you to shut the fuck up. Oh, wow, that's funny. You silly little boy. Every single week that we record, we give away some delicious dice for you, my little goopy, grubby bugs. So if you're here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, you can do #daggers to go ahead and win some diehard dice. They might look like this.
Or they might look like a different set of dice.
Yeah.
This one?
There's a lot of options there.
There's so many options. Nearly endless.
I think legally, yeah. But if you're not, you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. And you get 15% off your entire freaking order. We get a little kissy of it. #ad. Congratulations to Argyle Wizard. You have won the beautiful diehard dice code. Use it to get dice.
Use it wisely.
Huzzah.
Treat yourself to some beautiful dice.
They're great.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so, so much, Diehard Dice.
Yes.
For those of you who would like to get in touch with us, we're on the social medias. We're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And gosh, we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I am at Thrifty Nerd, and please buy a ticket to GeeklyCon. GeeklyCon.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do it. We'll be
guys,
there.
Guys, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Whenever this episode comes out, though, you will still have 3 days to upgrade to a premium ticket and get awesome swag.
Swag.
And guys, we have good swag.
When is GeeklyCon this year, Michael?
July 14th through 17th in beautiful, scenic Rochester, New York.
Where they filmed Cocoon 3.
That's where Arthur Shawcross lived.
Famous serial killer.
Sick. Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Michael, for doing that.
For doing GeeklyCon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where can we find you, Tim?
Did he give his pluggables?
Oh. No, you didn't, sure. Michael. You stopped.
I just said GeeklyCon.
Yeah, but you have like thrifty crafts and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you have your Patreon.
Patreon.com/thriftycrafts.
And your Twitter and your game.
And
come
your
on,
game.
Michael, brag about yourself.
Michael! Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You're such a talented little boy.
We're so proud of you.
Look at you. I brag about you all the time at the grocery store. Well, you can find me at Tim Lanning, and I stream every now and again over at twitch.tv/geeklyinc video games. Every Thursday at 2 p.m., I play a freaking Rime of the Frostmaiden-inspired game at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's a lot of fun. We're ramping up towards a big action spike, and oh no, right now we're just an emotional action spike.
Wow.
You
can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and you can also find myself, Tim, Michael, and our friend Nick Bristow on our show Dear Internet, which is a funny and good internet humor show.
It's good.
Yay. You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can find more things that I do on spicy sites, like air conditioner websites. No air conditioners. There's just...
Petsy Spices. What's it called?
Pinsies?
Pinsies.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. CST. Playing stuff on the Game Crimes Twitch. Tonight we're playing PN03. It's a GameCube game where you shoot trains.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Get it. Car culture.
Ooh, well, golly. Thanks, everybody. Till next week, keep it dicey.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.